If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome to Mind Pump. This is our bonus episode.
The sexiest show on radio.
Period.
Boner.
So I want to... I'm pretty sure the title of this one is going to be Justin Doesn't Like This Episode.
Ooh. Oh, I already like this one so
much.
Yeah,
you're not going to like this.
All right, bring it.
So, you know, I'm looking at... And listen, bro, I love you. So don't get angry at me. And don't punch me because you're big.
No,
you got some big ass arms. So I'm looking at us, you know.
This an intervention?
No, I'm physically looking at us, right? And you know, some of us are ripped.
I'm so ripped. Oh, I'm so ripped. You know, I get down to my.
Are you gonna pick on Meatball right now?
Sorry, you guys.
And some of us have a lot of potential to be ripped. So no, so you know, so
what are you getting at, Sal?
So I think this would be an awesome, and of course you can disagree to it, but there's a lot of pressure now. So if you disagree, you're a pussy. We think, and I'm going to include you in this.
I like what you're saying. Where are we going?
We think it would be awesome for Justin to do this transformation. Now, Justin.
Ooh,
the gauntlet
you're gonna
has been
hit me
thrown.
With that, are you?
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Yeah, I can't do that shit?
No, I think you can. I don't know.
You know what, bro? You have two kids.
You have two kids, you have dogs,
you live far away.
I got a lot of shit. Everybody's got a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not. Here's the thing, dude.
Oh, shit. Okay. Shit. Listen, yeah. If Justin punches
whatever.
Me out,
I need you like strength. Me out. Yeah. I train like that. Honestly, like I just don't have any motivation to do something like that. So if you guys are going to call me out like that, watch out, dude.
Oh, shit.
Watch out.
Well, no, yeah. You know what? Justin.
This is what we should do. We should fucking track this, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're that gangster, right? If you're that gangster right now, you think you can.
You want me to show nipple? Is that what's going down?
No, bro. Okay.
Well, I mean, yes, but that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Yeah. But yeah.
I better shave.
Why do they look like pepperonis? No, you know what? No, you're right.
That's how I was born.
I think we should track it. So, what we're going to do, and of course, again, you can disagree if you want to be a pussy, but you should. We should track your progress. I want you to follow the principles of my workout programs, the principles of the nutrition programs that you guys have.
Right.
Put it all together. Let's show these people. Let's show these listeners what time it is.
Oh, I'm so downtown Julie Brown.
Oh,
I'm going to throw that out there for my 90s listeners.
So here's what we're going to do, Ben. This is what we're going to do. After we're done recording this bonus episode, we're going to take a before picture.
Yes.
And that's
I'm going to look like as pathetic as I can.
Just look horrible.
God, I hate my life.
Yeah.
I'm so not ripped. Yeah, I'm depressed.
You know what? You're the perfect person to do this with because... And I'm gonna preface this because I know it's gonna happen. I know you're pretty motivated now that we've just put you on the spot.
Uh-huh.
But you're not the average person because you do have a lot of potential. This dude has got. I'm looking at him right now, and he's got long muscle bellies. He's built like a fucking horse. That's why we call him Clydesdale. Strong as shit. I mean, we dial you in. This is gonna be some crazy before and after. This is gonna be a great.
It'll be
representative.
Interesting.
This is gonna be awesome.
You know,
Adam's gonna.
Everybody always likes to go back to like, oh, dude, I was ripped, you know, when I was in college and I was, you know, in high school, and you should have seen me. You know what I mean? And I get it, dude.
Those people never have pictures, too, by the way.
Right, exactly.
Because I've never had someone walk over and be like, look at you,
that's
out,
me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what?
I was shredded to the gills.
We'll take you through, we'll document it on social media, we'll talk about it in some of our shows. Then Adam's going to help. He's going to help you shave and tan.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. You're going to help me wax my gooch and all
you're
that.
You're going to have a clean. Is that another word for taint?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get your taint clean.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Well, be careful. You might get a divorce, dude.
Shut up.
She'll love it. What are
pussy be jumping all over him, bro.
No, dude, he's going to get laid a lot at home. He's going to get so much action at home.
Things will increase. Let's just say that.
Well, I know we're picking on Justin, but I actually, one of the things I like about how dynamic and different all three of us are, which hopefully that's why our listeners continue to grow, is that hopefully one person out, everyone can relate to one of us somewhat or whatever. And I think that Justin is a perfect
the fluffy demographic.
No, not at all. I think you represent somebody who trains and works his ass off in the gym, so he can be able to enjoy food this here and there whenever he wants to, and not have to count his calories all the time and be trying to live in a deficit all the time. So, you know, I think what's important to note is that it's not like this guy doesn't train all the fucking time.
No.
But I would love to see him run through our Nutrition Survival Guide and MAPS Trigger Session, you know, together. I think it would be
It's one of those things. Like if you're gonna do it and you're gonna promote it, you know, you got to do it. I get it. You know, I want to be the embodiment of it. And just watch, dude. Like, seriously though, I don't fuck around.
I believe you, because we're all
he's got a crazy look on
well,
his face.
I mean, the part of why we like each other, because we all are so different, is that is something that we share in common. We're all a little bit of maniacs when it comes to work ethic on whatever it may be.
I didn't even think of this.
What,
he's gonna get us back. Now that we just did this, I feel like he's going to get shredded and then he's going to challenge us to a workout.
I'll have like a selfie off.
I just want him to remember that it wasn't me who brought this up. This is,
if anybody looks at Instagram, you know, like I got zero selfie, hey, you know, and it's just not one of those things that I focus on.
You're going to strength. This is going to be selfie fucking nation.
That's
bro.
Just it. I don't know.
Don't worry. You have two selfie experts.
I'll show you what selfies, you know, should look like.
Well, on a real note,
like I care
on a real note. You know, I know that, you know, you and I, we've been buddies for a long time. We worked together almost been like 6 to 7 years ago. And when we did, I had a couple of trainer conversations. I used to do this with my trainer. So those of you guys that are maybe fitness leaders out there that do this, I think it was always great for team bonding and stuff. I used to run competitions amongst all of us of just getting in shape. Mm-hmm. And it built good camaraderie amongst each other. And I like to think when that staff was all together back in Justin's days with me, that was probably one of the fittest, smartest staffs.
Fun times for sure.
Yeah, we had 12 master trainers.
Dude, I got a story.
We had 12 trainers that were all in either single digit body fat or in the low teens and stuff. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, we were all.
By far, the 10 years that I've been in the career, by far one of the baddest team of trainers I've ever had for sure. And that was pretty cool. Justin was a part of that. And I know back then, obviously, you were hella strict on your nutrition, stuff like that, for competition. Like that. When would you say the last time was, though? Besides, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, that and
how long was it? How long ago was it? And then how long have you been like dialed? Like dialed?
Well,
which
I was
you
dialed actually probably maybe like a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
And that was just for like a photo shoot thing where that's when I started really, you know, experimenting with different. And when I talk about nutrition, like I literally experiment with a lot of different options for me, because for me, it boils down to movement, you know, is a priority. But also, like, I found some success with intermittent fasting. And so that's something that I'm going to institute on a regular.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I will definitely document the whole one.
I think a lot of these questions you and I should be asking right now too, that's important, is what some of these listeners might want to know. That's why I'm asking. I want to know when the last time he was consistent like that. I want to know like how often you've been working out right now. So when they see this, they can tell if this is like, oh, okay, well, he's been training for so many years and he has this muscle memory and he's got this. Like, people are going to want to know. You know, and maybe nutritionally too. Maybe people think that you purposely have tried to put on a bunch of weight right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not sandbagging or anything.
Yeah, like, I think it's important to ask shit like that, you know?
It honestly, like, you guys kind of threw me off with this, but at the same time, like, I already had intentions to go down that again. It's just been, like, and you know me, I'm the guy behind the scenes, like, the business guy of everything.
Yeah.
And so I bury myself with a million things and a million tasks, and also I'm a dad, and you know, all these other whatever, let's wrap all these excuses in place. I let myself I still train, and here's the thing, I've trained, you know, consistently, but like, yeah, I haven't been dialed in.
Yeah.
So that's something that takes effort, And I know like people that are listening, like here's what it is. Like if you really want to get to somewhere where you're an impressive, you know, you look impressive, you have to go that extra mile. And so, I haven't really wanted that. And so, you know, being prodded to do that, like, yeah. I want to show you guys what I'm capable of.
We just awakened the beast.
I love that you point that out too. And the reason why I'm so glad we're doing this too is Sal, a lot of times, and I think this is just part of his nerdiness because how smart he is, you know, he likes to explain stuff to people and be like, it's not just that simple. Yeah. It's just that
simple. How you do it.
Yeah, he'll tell you some study.
What's up with the voices, though? What's up with you guys making a voice?
You don't like that. You know, it's just that easy, folks. It's just that easy. Yeah. But it's that simple. And when he says simple things like that, it's fucking hard, right? Justin said, if you look at somebody.
I never said it was easy. I said it was simple.
Okay, well, it's simple.
Getting to the top of fucking Mount St. Everest is simple. You fucking climb. but it's not easy.
When you put those two words in the same sentence, though,
it's priorities.
You're saying that climbing that mountain is simple. And there's nothing simple about it in the sense of the discipline that it takes.
No. Make a list at home right now. If you're in the same boat as me, and maybe you want to do this challenge with me, I challenge you to do this with me.
Yeah.
Maybe you have
other gauntlets.
Right? Maybe you've been sort of slacking or, you know, whatever it is. Maybe like life's interrupted you, the holidays, the winter, whatever the fuck the excuse is, right? Everybody's got an excuse. You know, I'm living proof of that to where I seriously have buried myself with business and trying to get ahead in life. And that was my priority. So my priority list consists of family, business, you know, moving forward, getting things done, and then training, you know, and then training has benefited me strength-wise. But, you know, as far as me taking my shirt off and being like, yeah, I'm stoked. It's not there.
I love how he says that because I think he imagines me because he looks me straight in the eyes.
Looking right at you.
Like I go home every day and I take my shirt off and go like, fuck you, I'm stoked.
I'm so stoked on what
I look good today.
Look at what I'm presenting.
The conversation. You know the conversations Adam has with himself. Like, God, why do we have to wear clothes?
I just want to be. I want to contribute to the abs and bicep conversations.
You know, it's my own fault. I guess I made myself sound like such a douchebag by always talking about how important aesthetics are. And I just like to keep it real, dude. Like, I want to look good, dude. Like, I hope some of you guys are listening to me that
you
get
see,
my back. Right
you see,
now.
Justin. Justin I'm said like something. Justin said he's been trying to get ahead. And Adam just is trying to get some head. And so that's why he wants to get ripped all the time.
Stupid. It's dude.
Wow.
It's very similar. It's just that
but
simple.
But different.
Yeah. No,
it's similar. Different.
Yeah. Similar, but really different.
Yeah. Just that simple.
It is.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.